Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know nothing about Yade. Back in the day. We're gonna do it one time for this cold 27 degree weather in Oklahoma. Man, I tell you what, the wind was blowing so hard today. I thought it was probably about 10 below zero. About with Topper right here on People Power Radio. Our co-host is always here, Mayat.
I'll say.
All right. I thought you were playing games. So. All right, everybody. Good. Again, greetings. This is your host with the most, Baba Wetapa, father of many nations, better known as the Tree Shaker right here in Oklahoma City on People Power Radio. Well, we are your host with the most. We're giving you what you need to know so that you can get what you need to be, get where you need to be, who you need to see, and what you need to do regarding your lifespan here on Earth. Again, we have with us, again, as you know, our sister, Mayat. She's here tonight, as always. We're going to be talking about tonight. Let's talk about politics, the government versus us, U.S. All right, I don't mean United States government. I'm talking about the government, United States government, but I'm not talking about the U.S., meaning the United States government. I'm talking about the government versus us, the little people. So, again, we're going to be talking about that again tonight. As y'all know, we try to do something every Thursday and Saturday night for your pleasure, your listening pleasure, as well as always. You always know, too, that your voices matter, your ideas count. There's no right or wrong, again, because I don't seek to advance your thought other than to give you an idea. Maybe you see something you didn't see before. Maybe you can help me as well. Again, I don't try to persuade you. All I do this is what we try to do on this radio show here, because this is your radio show. We're simply the managers, and we're going to do it the way you want to be done. And again, before I start further, y'all, if y'all do have a show, an idea for a broadcast, just hit us up at 405-246-9089. I mean, this is y'all's show. We don't want to just always put them on ourselves, but we put them on since don't nobody come to us. We do get a few here and there. But Hey, this is y'all show. Let's talk about racism. Let's talk about decrepit conditions. Let's talk about child abuse. Let's talk about murder on your street or whatever. I mean, because, like I say, when people start talking about things, they can get a better idea about what they need and how they can develop a strong relationship and how to better deal with situations that may concern them. All right, Sister May, I'm going to let you say a few words here before we get to rocking and rolling about what our theme is all about. Talk to me now. What's up with you? How's your day gone so far?
Ashe, it's going really good today, even though it is cold. It is very, very cold out here. It was raining ice earlier this morning, so that wasn't so comfortable. But, tonight's topic, I feel like a lot of people really don't know how the government, their decisions truly affect us little people, you know, the average people, middle class, lower class. Community, because really sometimes, you know, things that are, you know, laws that are passed, they come with backhand stuff that affect our community and further,
you believe it.
And put us in danger. So, you know, it's good to really know what's going on, even if it does not directly affect you, because you have no idea how it's going to impact you on the back end of a law of something being passed. It's going to be informative for everybody to listen, you know, to, you know, what's being said from the speakers or people that are just calling in. Because we may live all in different areas other than Oklahoma, but, you know, we still are, you know, fighting the good fight, you know, no matter what.
Oh, well, amen. Yes.
And as you say, the snakes of America, so.
That's right, United Snakes of America, exactly what I call it. I'm not taking it back either.
I say.
You know, people need to realize, though, man, that
that's right.
Everybody, all our listening audience, all right, brother, how you doing there? Just let me tell y'all something, man. We have an idea. We have an idea out here, y'all, that's designed, perpetrated by the powers that be. Now, they give us these so-called civil liberties. I want y'all to understand me just for a second, y'all. You have what you call United States Constitution. Let me put him on mute so I can talk here a minute there. Anyhow, the civil liberties that the people try and tell us about, listen carefully, y'all, the United States Constitution, I didn't say Constitution, I call it Constitution. Because if you look at the word Constitution, when you look at the first three letters, you get the whole idea of the United States Constitution is to con you into believing that you have all the rights, amenities, and immunities that goes along with all the due process and equal protection laws in the United Snakes of America. Now, they say, well, man, why do you call it United Snakes of America? Michael, I mean, we don't hear that much. Well, first of all, I am a revolutionary. I'm a person who's open-minded. I'm anti-government. Well, brother, why do you want to be anti-government? They're giving you everything to let you do everything. No, they're not. Our prisons are overfilled. Homeless people are going to jails and prisons to continue to have the bed face filled up. Welfare is escalating. People are being shot down with their hands up, black folks especially, by the United States insane law enforcement agencies. So when we think about all those things like that, does that kind of give you a creepy feeling or what?
It does. It makes me feel, you know, uncomfortable, you know, sometimes, you know, to be here. Like, you know, it's just, it's the fact that this is my sole opinion about us, you know, the African here, is that we live in a constant state of having to be aware of everything because we have everyone against us. And everything that they pass in office is not for us. You know what I mean? Everything that they do is not geared for us to have the same freedoms and privileges as the so-called United States, us being so-called united. It's not united. It's never been united. It's been divided. It's been against us from the beginning. You know, we were looked at as nothing but cattle, property.
Right.
With that going on for so many years, that's something that is not, they are not unprogramming that mindset out of, you know, their mind, so they still pass that same mindset on, and they keep doing the same thing. It's repetitive, and it's not gonna it's not going to stop unless we stop it.
Hey, you see, now see what you just said, and y'all, everybody, we get ready to get y'all here in a couple, few more minutes here, but I just want to kind of get everything kind of motivated right here before, so that everybody kind of get a good, you know, bird's eye view of what we're talking about tonight. Again, thank you, Beverly, from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. All right, thank y'all for tuning in, and I see Sister, I think that's Tamiko's number. I see several other people on that, Bomani and others. Okay, good, good. Brother Rick, all right, from Hawaii. All right, brother. Hey, man, you tune in to the show. Thank you, brothers. All y'all keep tuning in, man, because this is y'all's show. But let me say right now why I'm on the topic, y'all. Right now, listen carefully. United States government, through Joe Biden, which actually started even before that nut Donald Trump left office, it is designed and intended, and which have been proliferated for all these years, to divide and conquer, to keep a split, a division between the races here in the United States. Listen carefully. It is, as Donald Trump said, let's make our country great again. What do y'all think he was talking about? Anybody out there, interrupt me briefly, and then I'll get back. I don't want to say something for you. I want somebody to tell me what he was talking about. Let's make America great again. Donald Trump said that. I wonder, what was he talking about?
He was talking about the era when the so-called Caucasians were just straight dominating the whole economic, social, and political playing field.
Boy, you sure said that right now. Now, hold on, Dom. See, I wanted everybody. So you know why I asked that question, y'all? I don't want everybody to say, well, Michael, he's guiding us toward a comment and suggestions and motivations. No. I wanted others to hear from me who will basically confirm what this brother just said. Basically, y'all, they've taken away our civil liberties on every level. Privacy, they have all kind of surveillance in our homes, on our TVs and our radios and laptops and things of these natures. Everything, watch this here, has basically run amok. And guess when it all started? Basically strongly now. When that 9/11 attack hit New York City. Do y'all remember that when that 9/11 hit in September 2011?
Yeah, okay. Remember that.
I can't forget that.
Come on, what'd you say?
I'm like, I can't forget that. I remember, you know, leaving school and my father sitting me down and say, well, this is what's happening. I said, why would they do such horrible things?
Wow, look at these crazy idiots. Talk to me, somebody.
Why would they be so wicked, you know, like, so,
wow.
And that's how I've always looked at it, and then, you know, as I've, you know, gotten more information about it, how it wasn't, and this is my opinion, that this
it was
all
planned.
It was all planned.
Yes, it was.
It was nothing, this just happened. Well, look, if anything that we do out here, you know, is amplified to 1,000, why couldn't y'all protect, you know, your people?
Oh, come
y'all,
on. That big place was.
They don't care about their people. They will sacrifice their people in order to
That was the capital, the money capital of the world where all the trading went on. What you mean they didn't know just couldn't stop it? Are you kidding me? Come on.
Yeah.
Get serious. Get serious. We
try to play that. Oh my God! You know, we didn't know what happened. We lost control. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
That's not what you're doing. You planned that. And you want to get the people that you try to starve from getting the real information and the real education and really dissecting what actually happened. So you try to fool the general public, you know, to believe that it was such a heinous act. But it was something that you did to your own people just to stop for your own
but now,
benefit and good.
Amen. Now, let me say this, and y'all can jump in. You know, y'all know all your mics are on. Now, watch this here. Watch this. Now, listen, y'all. Listen to this. The World Trade Center. Y'all didn't hear what I just said. The World Trade Center was blown up in New York City, the money capital of the United States and basically the world over, because a trade center. Even the stock markets come second place to the trade, World Trade Center, where I trade your stocks and bonds and blah, 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 blah. The stocks and bonds on the market, again, everything was in New York, y'all. The World Trade Center, not just one building. It's just the names of the buildings were blown up. Financial institutions went totally haywire when those two World Trade Center went up in flames. Okay, y'all, that's where all the money was being held in Russia, China, Spain, was right here in the United States. Okay, that's why we still have the power to freeze certain assets from Africa, Spain, Rome, or wherever the case may be. Y'all not hearing me, are you? Because they trusted us with their money, y'all. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. This wicked government is what I call them. Watch this here. What they do is they hold other countries ransom. Let's say, for example, oh, y'all don't do what we say? Well, freeze their assets. They got terrorists in their country. Okay, y'all? That's how they do it. So what they do is they lock that money in, and they use it, redirect it, and expand it, and they use it to other government agencies and government policies to where they can expand their drug trade, their economic trade, their social trade, meddling into the affairs of other countries. Okay? They use that money for those reasons, y'all. They, in other words, they create our order from chaos. They go out and create madness in these other countries.
That's their M.O. That's right. Their M.O.
Yeah, come on,
they,
man.
There are some very wicked and crafty individuals, and they've been doing it for a long time. They've mastered this thing. They got a science. They got sciences of this now. So we have to get serious about it too. And the thing is that, you know, it's our legacy. This is our heritage that our ancestors have left for us that they've usurped. They've taken our legacy, and they're living high up the hog right now. They balling.
Oh, man, come on.
Out of control off of our legacy, y'all.
Who are you talking to, man?
We're the landowners here. Now. This is our land. This is our land.
It's
our land. We were here first.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we were here first. So that's why they're trying to get rid of us. That's why they're shooting us down in the streets, y'all. Just in case y'all didn't know. That's the whole, that's everything behind this. That's why they're locking us up like that. This is genocide because they want our land. They know that. That's why they try to trick us. Tell us to go back to Africa. Yeah, go back to Africa. Get off the land. Stupid
niggas.
Oh,
they want quicker.
That's what they think.
Yeah. Oh,
they try to get you out of here. They want to pay for a flight over if you want to go. Yeah, that's one less thing I worry about.
Yeah.
Shoot.
You know what,
technology.
Y'all?
I'm telling you, man.
You know what?
Don't get me started.
No. But man, listen. Now, watch this. Watch this, y'all. Listen now. Okay. You got courts. Listen carefully, y'all. You got the courts. You got the legislators. You got community support groups that divide on every level. Watch this here. And they all guided, listen, y'all, by the Constitution. Y'all don't hear me, though, of the United States. But look at this one, though. If you remember, like I've been telling y'all, the Constitution, the first 12 amendments did not include you and I because we were nothing but chattel slaves. We were furniture, book racks, hogs in the fields. It wasn't until the 13th Amendment ratified in 1865, January 31st. Listen carefully, 13th Amendment, the amendment that we all recognize as Jason Voorhees, the Friday the 13th, the scary movies. Did y'all think this is by accident or design? No. Y'all listen to me.
It ain't
all conspiratorial. Come on, say what?
I said it ain't by accident. You know, my thing is that they wanted to kind of make it free for us, you know, kind of give us freedom and disguise it as if we are completely free.
Man.
And it's absolutely have been an illusion. It's been a lie. It's been, you know, it's been terrible, you know, to our community to really, you know, feel like we're free, but we're, you know, we're not truly free at all. You know, and they did anything and everything possible to hinder us. But what's really amazing about, you know, us black people, and I really look at it like we've been oppressed from every angle, but yet and still we've managed to create and continue to build this country with every type of skill possible out here.
Yes.
And they can't stop us. You know, they can't stop us even if they want to. They want to in their souls, but it ain't going to happen. You know, it's not.
Yeah, well, that's they like I said, they want it so badly, man. Okay, but now watch this here. See, you're right on point. Everything you said and everybody, I'm sure tonight's going to be on point. But watch this here. I know where the government justified its unbelievable intrusion into the privacy and individual rights of its citizens. When they justified the World Trade Center bombings, they said, even though they created it, listen to me, y'all, even though they created it, they justified in now we don't know who terrorists are, so we're going to amend the right to privacy on certain things. We're going to amend the right to certain civil liberties that our citizens have. Why? Because we have infiltrators. Watch it now. Don't be too clear here. Because we have infiltrators that's amongst us coming from other countries into the United States. So therefore, y'all, we're going to have to amend our Fourth Amendment right to freedom, our right to privacy, right to be let alone without searching your papers in effect. Okay, y'all? This also meant that you also controlled our First Amendment right of freedom of expression, right? So this means that now if you say any hate speech, if you talk against the government, well, we can say why. It's very important because of the terrorist activities that are going on. Did y'all know the government now wants to stop us from rallying? Did y'all not see what was going on when Donald Trump was in office, who gave the people the go-ahead to storm the capital of the United States? A president, a sitting president. But watch this here. He didn't just do that. He solidified the white supremacist hold here in the United States, let them know that I am the head Don Dada. I am the grand wizard. I'm giving you to go ahead and appease me by creating havoc on the face of the earth. And watch this here. That demon was so terrible, like y'all just admitted a while ago, man. That demon, the demon was so terrible that he even went on so far as to go against some of the white liberals who did not go along with his scheme and plan. Talk to me. Am I making sense?
Yeah. I see that kind of differently as far as they storming their little capital up there. I see that they had every right to their Second Amendment rights, and they have a right to a constitution if they signed that. That's a contract between them and theirs. See, we ain't mind our business. Ain't nobody I know signed that contract, so we mind somebody else's business, for one. Everybody keep talking about the United States Constitution. Your name ain't on it. You ain't got nothing to do with it. It really ain't even talking about you. But, you know, when you mind other people's business, that's what happens. You get caught up. So instead of minding our business, we steady mind other people's business and not handling our business, and therefore we lose by default, which is the problem. So we need to just get our house in order. Damn what they got going on. Sit down and hash out solutions between ourselves and get to living life to the best we can. This is the business.
I agree.
And we're sitting here watching it go by, wondering what everybody else doing. It's about what we doing. You know, we have an opportunity to withdraw our consent from this government and govern ourselves. Why are we not doing that now? What are we waiting for? We don't need to wait on nothing. We need to come together and say, this is the plan. Let's execute. Simple as that. Nothing else. Because if we continue to wait for someone else to govern us, we're going to still be governed by somebody else, which is the problem. Whenever you're governed by an alien group, that is the problem. Until you have independence and self-sufficiency, you're always going to be a slave, or you're always going to be in need of somebody to do something for you. That's the basics. Everybody knows that. That's why all nations stand on the principles of self-determination. These are basics, but we're not talking about basics. We're steady talking about civil rights and voting in somebody else's system, which is the problem. We don't have our own system. Once we have our own, our problems are solved. We have enough manpower. We have enough woman power. We have enough resources. We're not short at all. We got 60 million giants. They running off of us. They got us plugged into their system.
Yes, definitely.
Now, once we start focusing on our own, that's when we go ahead and we're already a world power. We're in position right now just from the resources we got.
The
10th largest economy on the planet? And then we can do business with Africa because we got the most educated population, the black woman. The black woman's the most educated people on the planet, yo. What? We got the number one resource on the planet. And then we got Detroit. We got the number one resource in water on the planet.
Man, I like
we,
that.
They hate on us because they know where we're at. They've done the one to us. We don't know. We don't know what we're sitting on. We sitting here fighting over street corners. Pardon my French. We fighting over street corners and colors while they strategically taking all the assets out of community. The men are being relegated to prisons. The women are being relegated to prison. This is strategic.
Wait, somebody,
this is the importance of getting into our communities and actually talking to people and actually communicating with them about what is going on, because a lot of our people are not on that same page just because they don't know. They don't have that information that they need to progress. You know, they're caught in the everyday life and trying to make it and trying, you know, to put food on the table, that some of those, you know, the revolution is not on their mind. And some of them have never really dug into what is actually happening, what is actually going on. And like I said, this is from firsthand experience. Being in the community, people's like, well, what is this? You know, okay, well, I, you know, barely even know what the New Black Panther Party or the Fred Hampton Gun Club or Huey P. Newton or any other gun clubs out here. They don't even know about us as revolutionaries and activists. So it's educating our people over time as we meet them, our daily interactions, our daily communications, whether it's social media, whether it's actually getting out here on the ground into your community, talking with people. Those things are essential, because the more that we give our people information, the stronger that they are mentally in order to make that decision on self-determination and actually pulling away from the system and not putting into the system. So there is steps and levels to this. You can't skip past the communication phase and the education phase and head straight gun-ho to one thing if nobody knows what's going on and nobody understands what's going on. And that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying all of us are asleep or all of us are caught in aspects of life, but a lot of us in our direct communities don't really know about it. So the more that you tell people about the revolution instead of just going gun-ho to the end, you can. You need to explain from the beginning to the end, so that they get everything in between, too. We don't want our people to just be out here just going, you know, straight
to the goal. We definitely have to go gun-ho. We got to go hard. We definitely have to have our elite. We need our greatest minds and our greatest resources to this. It's just that important. We have to go gun-ho. We have to stop playing with this. This is just that serious. Everything else got to stop.
Let us finish,
Bowman. Seriously, check it out.
Hold on just a second. Let us finish, Bowman. Just a second now. Go ahead.
That's why I said it's essential. You know, it's different in different areas. It's different when you're on the ground and you're out here on the streets. It's very, very different. It's very different when you walk your community and talk to the gangbangers, the drug dealers, the people that's on the street. It's different when you have direct conversations with them. They don't know some of this stuff that's happening. They don't know their laws. They don't know their freedoms. They don't know these things. And as much as America pushes black power and as much as the revolution pushes back black power, our people should be able to know these things. But that's why it's important that leaders and activists and people that they call themselves revolutionaries and call themselves and say, I'm for the people, and say that they love the people, need to be out here. Every time you meet a black person, you need to be inspiring them and giving them that
most
vision
definitely
of what the black nation is.
Every day.
Starts there. It starts with every interaction. And the more that they know, the more that they will understand where we're going. You know, I'm not just gonna go and just free myself without taking my people with me. I'm doing
injustice
to the people that I love. You know, the people that I say I would, you know, lay my life down for if anything was to go on. When I say death over bondage, that's not no joke. That's for real. So I'm not gonna just leave
my
people.
Well, let's get to it. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
That's what we're doing.
We ain't got to wait. Come on, man. That's what I'm saying. We steady talking about we about this life, but we steady talking about wait. That ain't going to work, y'all. We got to be committed to go hard on this. Y'all talking about y'all ready, but we ain't making the move. We got the move right now.
Let me help you out right here. So now I'm finna tell you something. You ain't finna tell me that I'm not out here doing nothing. You're not finna tell anybody.
I didn't say you. I didn't say you. I didn't say you.
We're all.
I didn't. Come on. I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about those who sitting back, sitting on the sidelines.
Okay, right.
That's what I'm talking about. They ain't in the street.
I'm saying that, but
let me hear your voice, man. Just a minute, Bomani, let me hear her voice, then you can back it up, because she said she thought you were talking to her, so let her finish, then you
can.
I know who you be. My bad, Empress. Nah, I wasn't talking about you.
Okay,
I know your pedigree.
Let her
I don't see
you. Well, you got time. Can you let her speak? Go ahead, Mayette. Now, you thought you were talking about your voice.
The real revolutionaries, the people that's out here really working for the people, we know who doing what and who ain't doing nothing.
Oh, no question.
You know,
no question.
We know.
No,
I
don't
know what I mean? If they've already accepted the call to, you know, to be out here for the people and to really, you know, serve the community, you know, those are the people that, you know, are accountable. You're going to be accountable for everything that you say you claim and say that you love, you know what I mean, out here. So that's just my gist on it. But it's a lot of us actually going on the ground. It could always.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it could always.
We're doing it. All right, come on in. Yeah, no, we did.
Yeah, I ain't talking about those who are already in the game. I'm talking about those who are sideline, you know, doing everything but this work. They ain't in the streets. I'm talking about anybody who's talking about voting still is dead wrong. Period. There should be no voting on their system anymore. That's dead. It ain't worked. It ain't going to work. What the heck do we need to see?
No.
How much more do we need? They ain't done it yet because they ain't going to do it. So we got to get to it. Anything less than that is the same thing, and that's insane. If we keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results, it's us. It's not them anymore. We're the problem. So that's what I'm saying. So those who are on the sideline talking about, you know, what we need to do, no, there's only one solution, independence. Ain't nothing else. If y'all don't see that, then we is talking about two totally different things.
Yeah.
Because I'm not talking about nothing less than total independence. Let's make that clear. Anything other than that is a game. It's a plan. They that reform stuff ain't worked. It ain't going to work. They playing us.
Oh,
that's a carrot game. Yeah. So all that other stuff is, it sounds good, but it ain't revolution. Revolution is us having our own.
That's right.
That's what revolution is. Anything less than that ain't it. So that's what we need to be strategizing for. That's what we need to be pointing our people to. The vote thing ain't worked.
Oh, that vote, man, what the hell is that?
That's integration.
Man.
That's the integration system. We integrated with
really?
It and lost. That was the integration system and lost. We lost everything.
Man.
We lost our own. We had our own economies. At least we were doing something for ourselves and each other. But that was gone. We had farmland. We had 12 million acres of farmland.
Oh,
now down
man.
To three.
Oh,
come
man.
On now.
Millions
losing.
Of farmland.
And
millions
who
of acres.
To?
Man.
Who are we losing to?
Right.
This is our land. This is our land.
Mm.
Actually, our ancestral homeland. And they trying to tell us to go back to Africa. Nah, hell no. Nah. We were here thousands of years before any of y'all got
man,
over
it
here.
It ain't no match. It ain't no match.
We're the originals. We're the indigenous aboriginals of America. They call us Negroes. They call us black. They call us African-American. We're none of that. We're aboriginals.
I can
now, all the
that
other
that
stuff they're trying to label on us, that's the problem. They're trying to call us everything
that.
Else but that.
I understand.
And that's
where
they're trying to rob us of our birthright, of our land rights, of our ancestral heritage. They're trying to steal it. So they can go ahead and get off on it, like they've been getting off on it.
Mm.
Then they want to cut it up and sell it around the country. They want to have these real estate games so they can lock us out.
Mm.
Nah,
mm.
We taking our land back. Yeah, this is our homeland.
You know, they try to wash out our community, especially out here in Oklahoma. I've noticed. I've been here my entire life. I remember the east side of Oklahoma City. You know, it was a bunch of homeowners, you know, down
there. Oh, what do you mean? Sure was.
A bunch.
I've been by for
and houses. You know what I mean? And they would fix them up, renovate them. They were there for years.
Man.
Grandmother, she didn't stay in that area, but she also stayed in a black town. But she stayed in that same area for 25-something years. You know, now they're trying to push out. You know, our homeowners, you know, our family homes,
are
trying to put these condos and stuff up because they don't want
man.
Us to have, and they don't want us to have, you know, access to actually, you know, to feed ourselves, to do all these things without having to come in the community and spend money into their businesses. They don't want that to happen. So gentrification is definitely happening here. And our people that come out of town and They see it too. They be like, why is this like this down here? I said, because they pushing it so hard down here to wash us out. They don't want any kind of glimpse. And if they give us a little something, it's like off in the corner, you know, for nobody to see. So, you know, I've been done with it. You know what I mean? I've been done with it a long time ago because I've seen how they change our community.
Yeah, they're playing us.
They change it up. Man. Then they come to our neighborhoods and buy the house and renovate it and sell it.
Sure, sell for way more than what they bought it for.
I'm like, really? Are you serious? Like, what are you doing in my neighborhood?
Yes, of course. Now, you know what?
We have control over the neighborhoods, though. Let's not misunderstand what the real dynamic is. The people of the population controls the territory, first and foremost, under international law. Let's establish that. Landlords and none of that, bankers, none of that, they don't run jack. They don't run jack. They don't even have title to nothing. They have tenant deeds agreements. They ain't got nothing. And those are nothing but agreements, contracts. Anybody can make those. So we can make our own. We don't need them to do that for us. So we're the ones with the assets because we have our feet on the ground. We occupy the cities. So occupying the land is 9/10 of it. All you got to do is govern yourselves from that point on.
Okay, okay.
So we just need to get to doing what we're supposed to do.
Let me say this here. Boy, y'all lighting up a flame. And see, y'all give me motivated thought. That's why I like this show. This is y'all's show, everybody that's listening, your radio audience. This belongs to y'all. All we are doing here is just simply managing it so you have a platform from which to be able to say, okay, I know I can come on this show and express my ideas. I know I'm not going to be ridiculed for if I believe apple is purple if somebody else says green. I mean, that's my right and opinion to believe that. Now, don't necessarily make it true, but at the same time, we welcome your opinion because it may help me learn more about myself. Excuse me just a second, bro. It helped me to learn more about myself and my culture and my understanding and thereby help others in turn guide them on a proper path. Now, watch this here, y'all. Do y'all know I'm getting ready to take advantage of what you call the opportunity zone? Oh, now, what this means, Sister Maya, this is what you were talking about. These folks are moving into the community based upon the premises of having monies loaned to them by an opportunity zone. What that means is that if you continue to invest in your community, your money is put into a kitty, and after 10 years, your debt that you owe is forgiven. This is how the powers that be stay in control. I told y'all, look out now. I told y'all when I get to talk about governments and things, I've done my studies. I'm writing books and stuff on this stuff, okay? So I got there behind. That's why when they see me, damn, I come Mike Washington. Boy, that sucker makes us mad. But anyhow. But the opportunity zone, what this is, the opportunity zone, y'all, is to give the developers an opportunity to, let's say if they invest their money in whatever constructive project, well, you don't give your money to the government. No, you put it into a kitty. And after 10 years, because you came over and helped us develop our city, and we need you to build your hospital or your sidewalks or whatever the case is going to be, well, you put your money into a kitty, and you in turn get to use that money again after 10 years. So meaning that if you have more money to put into the kitty, the more opportunities that we provide for the wealthy developers, y'all, who we know are running society here in the United States, and especially in our ghettos. But watch this here, though. Now I'm also going to take advantage of the tax increment finance project. Now, what does that mean then? That is a tax increment finance that the government uses. They do tax revenue from increase in property taxes. Now, they know you and I don't have property taxes, and what they do is come in, like you said, Marriott, they'll come in and say, hey, your house violates the new code we're putting over here. So what they do, they put a strain, a muzzle hold on the people, like you said, the lady that's been all these years, ma'am, you got to get up out of here because high-rise apartment, high-rise money places, this ain't coming over here. So now, here's how they were able to just find out black communities, y'all, in the poor, deprived, and impoverished communities. How did they do that? They starved us out of what you call a food desert. I'm sure all of y'all know what that is. This is why I say I have no respect for this stinking, decadent, no-good, wicked, weasel-ass government of the United Snakes of America. Now, y'all see why I call them that name, United Snakes, and I'm not taking it back. Now, so they starve us out. They close down our schools. They have the police harassing us to justify the move that they're getting ready to perpetrate and make. But watch it, y'all. Everybody write this down. It was all perpetrated and given its foot leg through what you call urban renewal. Okay, in the 50s, especially here in Oklahoma, urban renewal, watch this here. Urban renewal have a design every 50 years to where, okay, y'all, let's say, for example, if you're living in a pretty good, nice neighborhood today. All right, y'all, let's close the schools down because that's going to be a highway over here. Let's put a food desert over there. Police go over there and harass us, button them guys' pants down for us, will you? That'll make them want to move out. Do y'all understand what's going on, man? This is a bigger plot than what y'all think it is out here. It's big, big. So what they do then is that they're now saying they have what you call a planning commission in downtown Oklahoma City, as y'all know in other states. Then you have the city council who approves of all projects that come to them because they are the city government responsible for city engineering, progress, degress, so forth, so on, wah, wah, wah. Okay, y'all engineering and so forth. Listen carefully. So they're basically desecrated our black communities. They've desecrated the communities of color. They basically filled our prisons and jail, like you said, for money. Why? Because if y'all are locked up in jail, I don't have to worry about y'all occupying houses, now do I? Hello, be in my way, okay? So now, with that, man, what? All right, matter of fact, since Tamika or others out there, I mean, y'all can speak. Y'all know how to go, y'all. Don't get me shy now. You know, because like I said, I'm on a roll. I'm ready to lock it on in here. You know what I mean? Anybody else? 760, I see you just popped up. Who are you? I've never seen that number before, but you're welcome. If you hear something you like, talk to me. If you don't like what I just said, tell me I'm crazy. I don't care. I'll live with it.
Yeah, this is Comrade Diamond on the line.
All right, brother, come on, talk to him. What's up?
Sure, I was listening in on when y'all was talking about the voting and how important, but it really, I have to agree with the comrade because voting, we lost our voting rights when they hid them voting in Florida, and then the Bushes. How are we gonna stop this from ever happening again? They came out with what stopped it from happening again, they came out with the computer vote. When they came out with the computer vote, that destroyed everything that you ever voted for, any democracy, whatever you came in. Because from that point on, you could sit there and program that computer to do whatever kind of
do what you want
what kind of results you want to do. So, no, yeah, it's going to be a close run. It's going to be that. But really, all they're doing is documenting what you're thinking and what y'all thinking like and then reacting to y'all level
of
mentality.
Man. Get out of here.
So that's why you don't vote. That's why you don't give your consent. That's why you don't sit there and give them nothing. Because whatever you're doing don't mean because they already got it planned out. They're going to vote people in. They're going to vote people out. Everybody goes in and they're right now. Everybody's on their team. So all we're doing is now when we're looking at these demons right now that's controlling this place and making these people take these vaccinations and shit and all that, then you see what's up. You see who's the demon. You see who's coming out. They let you know it's the federal government. It's this mandate. And anybody who's pushing that shit is selling out to the system. And that means that they're part of the problem right there. But all we got to do is just document everybody who's supporting this shit and going down, and you see who's with and who's not. And then now you get the people in. Divide the people in with the movement. Okay? You in with self-determination? You with this game or not? You with yourself or not? Okay? Not boom, boom. We don't need you. We ain't trying to recruit you and force you to come do on this movement. You can sit there and do what you gonna do. We on here and doing this. We doing. We finna come back. We finna get these peace officers and we finna handle this.
Yeah. Okay, I agree. Oh man, see, boy, now that was so profound knowledge that you spread, brother. Look, you know what? This shows us that we are all talking on the same level of understanding with one another. Come on, somebody, go ahead. Cut me on off now. I know how to tell you to let me speak.
It's,
go ahead on.
It's
come on.
It's beautiful to see that, you know, we are so far away, depending on whoever's talking to Michael Washington so far.
I'm far enough where you can't get to me right now. I know that. I ain't worried about
it's good, though, that we are all on the same page.
Yes.
And we're not even
everybody.
So if there's other people listening from other countries, it's beautiful to see that because they thought something was already ordained and it's going to happen anyway. Mm. And that's just my perspective on it because how do we all just wake up all of a sudden?
Somebody got that TV or something on in the background. Will y'all please mute it for me so I can hear? Thank you. Go ahead.
So
my bad. Hold on.
It's just pretty much that we, you know, it's nice to see that we are all on the same page and we're not door, around the corner from each other. That shows how much range we can really, how much territory we can really take over, you know. And that's just how I look at it, how, you know, basis-wise, if we work within our communities and where we're at, we will all meet up at the same point. Everybody that is actually wanting it to happen. You know what I mean? And it's not, you know, cooning out here. I'm going to say it.
Yeah, not for real.
That's just my thing. You know, got to get in your community, got to talk to people, got to communicate, got to socialize with everybody and spread that idea, spread that vision to them, because somebody did it for us. Something that happened woke us up, so we got to wake everybody else up too.
You know, you
got
to wake them up. You got to.
That's our mission. You know what I mean? That's part of it.
So we're talking about then a self-governing body within a nation that's already built. So what I'm trying to tell y'all is that we must dissolve all our approval, all of our recognition, all of our attachments and association with this wicked, reckless, abusive government that has no interest for the black man or people of color in their heart whatsoever. Now watch this here. Everybody knows in their right mind, that these government laws are instituted for the purpose of crippling any kind of advancement that people of color have in usurping or taking over the policies, practices, and procedures that are already in place to keep the wealthy in power and above all else. So, now, what if I told
thing.
All of you? Go ahead, bro.
I saw a blueprint, a perfect blueprint for how to go step by step in every area where we are a majority. And all you got to do is go to www.detroitgov.us and check it out. You might need to use https://detroitgov.us, but yeah. It's DetroitGov.us. Go ahead and do a Google search on that. And go check out the site and educate yourself, inform yourself. It's really not that complex, but there's some basics that you got to have. You got to have some certain things, and then you got to be ready to take duty and be responsible, because these are some life and death issues that we're talking about. We're talking about the nine areas of human activity. We're not talking about child's play anymore. We're talking about doing things for ourselves now. We're talking about establishing security for our women and children for generations to come. This is not child's play. This is men's work.
Yes.
So we're calling all the men. We're not calling the boys. We're calling the men. And we're calling the women. We need the men and women to come forth. Everybody who ain't ready, we're not talking to you. We're talking to the men and women who are ready, who are getting together. Now, we got to give them something so they can watch, so they can see us, and so they can learn. And then we got to bring them along so they can assist. But we're talking to the men and the women, first and foremost, because everybody else is looking to us. So we got to go ahead and establish that now. So let's go to the website and do R1 so everybody can be on the same agenda, knowing how to build their community, knowing what's needed in their community, and have these institutions there for the community so we can have the population on one page. All we need is 51%. 51%, and it's done. We ain't got to ask nobody for nothing after that point now. We are a international city-state right then, right now. Now we can write our own laws. Simply, we get ourselves reparations, just like that.
Okay, I got you. All right, so, but now that's exactly what I was talking about. I especially want to get more in tune with the brothers and sisters up in Detroit because, like I said, taking advantage of this opportunity zone, a lot of y'all don't know, again, I just go to your the Facebook messages tonight, and I'll just probably put it out there. I've already got millions of dollars for my African-American community. These people got mad about that, and it's not theirs. It's ours. And right now I've got more African-American black folk in business here on the east side of North. So, brother, what them brothers and sisters in Detroit are doing, I'm definitely on the page, and as well as me, we do some stuff down, and we need more people like us, though, like you're saying. People
yes,
listening,
indeed.
Y'all get
yes,
up and come
indeed.
In and get on the soldiering line like the rest of us are, because there's a lot for all y'all. And if you're worried about money, we got all that for you, too. So quit crying and worrying about, man, I've got to feed my baby. Well, come on over and feed your baby the right food. You know, help me get my own farmlands and things of this nature. You say you want to get out and cook your own food. You don't have to worry about whether it's the right apples are coming out the way they're supposed to be, or the potatoes or green squash
that's
or corn
what
or whatever.
About.
You see,
I didn't watch the test, like, be weird. I said, I didn't wash them vegetables and the, you know, the fruit and stuff.
Who are you talking about? Coming out with four or five heads and stuff.
It never looked like this when I was, you know, growing up when I was younger. I was like, what is this? I'm like, talking about seedless watermelon. I said, what is that?
Well,
I don't know what
you're
talking about.
Y'all don't know that's for real. I'm telling you. Damn chicken look like a normal chicken walking on the ground looking like a damn horse out there. Big, all the big old thighs and all that. Come on, man. Shooting over that.
Where are you trying to invest in? Where are you trying to invest in? What kind of farmland are you trying to invest in what state?
For the most part, for African American community, I want the farmland. I want to really just get involved in, like I just said, squash, corn, you know, because those are vegetables that you don't need to necessarily eat meat. Even if you're vegetarian, you eat those nutritious greens and corn and squash and stuff like that. There, you can survive, brother.
Well,
man, trust me, you know, because you don't have to eat meat. Some of us don't. Go ahead now. Say what?
What locations are you looking for?
That's what I want to go. Now, we got a lot of farm country lands out here, man, and just right out there on the highways and stuff that's just there. I mean, it's ours, like the brother said, like the government's as well. That's not just yours to be sitting there for you to tell me if I can use it or not. It's not, it don't belong to you. So we're getting ready to deal with that. We got a couple of spots down here. We want it to be, I want some in inner city as well, some, you know, right there so you don't have to go way out. You just walk right into the middle of the city here and just drive over there and pick it up and go on back to the house, whatever you're going to do. And I want it to be out to our people, let them know it's free of charge. So watch this here. We're going to need to keep up the manning, the grooming, and all this here. So we're going to be asking for brothers and sisters to donate their time. And sorry to say, y'all, you won't be getting it if you think you're just going to come in and leech off and you're going to move on. It ain't going to work because unity in the community. I might sound like I'm either a soft brother, man, but trust me, I have to do these things.
No, you don't.
I have to do it to make them responsible.
You know, Mr. Washington,
you know?
Not soft by a little bit. We done seen you turn up.
But
anybody who think that, they just don't know.
But, I mean, it's important, y'all, because, like I said, our brothers and sisters today, and when I say brothers and sisters, I'm talking about people of color, Hispanics, all of us, man, in here in the Western Hemisphere, listen carefully, y'all. We started it all off, and we will end it all off, okay? Alpha and Omega, okay, y'all? We are the
beginning. Power and love.
First.
This is Tamiko. If I'm not going ahead and say my part, because I'm not going to be able to stay on long,
come
I just want to say my part. And my comrade, Bamani, he pretty much took the words out of my mouth, so I'm going to rephrase it. Let's all do assert self-determination challenge by going to the website that he gave, https://2/ DetroitGov.us. Check out the site, check out the blueprint, the template. You can even give your consent to this in Detroit with that way and come up and support when you're able the next time we're out asserting our rights of self-determination. We welcome all the support that we can get, whether you have signed up as a policy officer or not. And remember, I said, you can do this and still be in alignment with your allegiance, your prospective allegiance of any formation, organization that you are a part of. It is not necessary to separate with whatever you do. However, to get this blueprint and template, this particular blueprint and template, you must be a policy officer for that.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
Which, however, you can support without the blueprint and template. We need all the support we can get. That's the way we would build on the unity. That's the way that we're going to protect and defend our people. You don't have to be that from that particular area to fight for your people and defend the right and natural law of your people. And with that being said, like I said, self-determination challenge, self-govern challenge. And whoever is with it, the business, about that life, then when we're on the call next time, then they can say, I took the challenge, I went to the site, I gave consent, or I signed up in or signed up as an officer, and we'll go forward from there. We're organizing our efforts to assert self-determination.
Okay, now give me that website again, HTTP.
HTTP.
So people asking for it.
/2/DetroitGov.us.
Okay, gov.us.
If you have
right,
any
y'all,
questions
that,
about
John?
The site, call the hotline 888-999-6530. Also, we do the conference calls. Please, please welcome come to the conference calls that we do Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 8 p.m.
You know,
please,
when I was able to get on
your
conference call, but it wasn't, I could hear it, but I mean, I wasn't able to speak. But I'm definitely going to keep coming to them because that's what I want. I love it because I can hear y'all clearly when y'all was speaking. I was telling Bo Money about that one, a couple of times, so I'll definitely keep coming to them.
There's occasion where you might have trouble hearing. What you do is you log out and you come back in.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And
all
that
right.
usually fixes the problem. Otherwise, it might be a technical issue on the other end that they fix within a few minutes. And it was something else I was going to say. I was saying, when you get on one of those calls Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 8 p.m., and you hit launch to the web, or you download the site Jitsi, I should say. You don't have to download that app, but you can if you want to. Hit launch to the web if you don't want to. When you come in, your first time, you're going to be a blank face, and it's going to show you up as a Jitsir. It's going to say Jitsir.
Yeah, I saw that.
We need you to, when they open the floor or when they ask, to announce yourself with your first name. We got to know who we're talking to when we're on these calls as far as that. So announce yourself. Say, my name is such and such. You might want to say your area. You don't have to if you want to. Just your area, not your exact location, so forth and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And then hold all questions and comments until the floor is open for questions and comments. And or criticism. We also accept criticism to know how we could possibly do better. We take that into consideration.
Okay, yeah, that's nice. That sounds like something I definitely want to continue to be involved in because, like I said, I'm always on. Y'all may don't hear me speaking or nothing, but if Bo Money say go this, he'll send me a link. I'm clicking on it. I've told him several times, I said, man, I'm going to keep going because I like, you know, y'all be talking about various topics. I mean, as far as the area, this school here, this building, that, and taking back over this. I mean, I love hearing stuff like that because, like I said, I'm doing basically the same stuff, myself, down here in Oklahoma, and just thinking we can just have a mass movement where every city, at least two or three people starting to build up and then bring more there.
Ashe.
Oh, man, I'll tell y'all, this will be too much traffic to hold.
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to them days. Yeah, that's exactly what we need. We need more chiefs. They keep saying we got too many chiefs and not enough Indians. No, we don't have enough chiefs. We need more chiefs. Let's get it. We need more leadership. We need more people being that example, going out there and making things happen. Don't sit back and wait for somebody else to do it. Get to it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody put their hands to the work, to the task. We could have this thing done tomorrow at lunchtime.
One more challenge before we go. Peace, power, and love. One more challenge. Along with the other challenges I noted, self-determination challenge, and going to the website and all of that, let's do also a challenge in educating ourselves of where we got this information from. And it's on
the
Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Also, the Bill of Human Rights, and within the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, there's the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights that states all people have a right to self-determination.
Mm-hmm.
By virtue of that right, they freely determine their political status and freely pursue their social, economic, and cultural development.
Amen.
Please
educate
yourself on that. Those are the basics. the Civil and Political Rights, the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, also the International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Development. Article 1 with that says the same thing as the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights as well. Also, the International Covenant on Human Duties and Responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag challenge for that one.
I like that. I like that. I like that. Now, that's my type of challenge. I accept. I accept.
And also, while we're on the topic, sister, before you leave, Sister Tamiko, it's a good thing, too, if we can get people to get a little bit more studying on the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. That people say, well, man,
yes,
you're talking about it. Huh?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, that's definitely. Who, that's
oh, my God.
Who
that's
are. United,
yeah. Come on.
Troubling.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah,
see,
that's a troubling nation.
When you know about the United Nations Declaration of Rights of Indigenous People, we are the indigenous people from which others have been drafted, y'all. So, but it wasn't intended to be recognized as
English.
Black folks here. We're not recognized. So, therefore, I'm asking you all to start further again investigating the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People. Y'all don't hear me. When you got a UN recognition of the right of African American people, whatever name you give us, to the rights, to independence, to strength, to not be brutalized and not be racially discriminated against, or whatever the case, this is exactly, actually it's a malarkey, though, but it's still written up in there. But when you learn more about that, that right, the policy and practice there, then you can begin to start arguing against certain governments and entities right there in 192 nation of people who are supposed to be ensuring that all the people, no matter where you are, is given this declaration of professionalism, protection, and academy, so forth and so on. So, again, you're right, sister, and let me tell you one more. Then you also have the Amnesty International rights on human rights.
I share. Yes,
all those international. Listen to these words, internationals, y'all. We're not just talking about something local here. So when you're talking about people, these people are grouping in with every occasion, every country, every state, every city. Well, you need to say, oh, hold up, y'all. This is happening to me down here. Now, y'all claim to be this here, and we need to get this history. But when you realize about the rights that you have in those various governmental agencies, those private entities, and, well, watch this here, a lot of them are glad that a lot of us are not contacting them because they don't have to expand their horizons. But
yes,
now when
sir.
You do put them through the challenge and force their hand, then they say, uh-oh, man, we weren't trying to get them to know about us. But education, like y'all just said, Maya, Tamiko, and others, education is the key. When you educate yourself, no one can tell you not why it is or why it isn't, because you know now. When you know the nature of a thing, no one can tell you how a frog hops anymore when you learn his nature and breaking him down and pulling him apart and putting him back together. Right? Same way, y'all. When we have the
nature, I'd like to say one more thing in regard to the education. There is a chance that our people always say when we were out marching and protesting and rallying and, first of all, plain and simple, the basic black power. So why aren't we asserting our black power or our melanin power? The other one is all power to the people. Okay, that term itself is not just a slogan to be chanted, rallying and protest. It's actually a political term. It means all political power is inherent to the people. That means we have to use that political power by not participating in a system that doesn't serve us.
Amen. All right.
By
yes,
also
ma'am.
Asserting our right of self-determination.
Mm-hmm.
And with that point, I have to go. Power and love to everyone.
One love. Yeah, keep coming back.
Power and love. Salute.
Yes. And yeah, keep coming back. Now, like I said, I'm not. Look, you may be wherever you are, but like I said, you can't outrun me.
All right.
Y'all know I like throwing it in. Hey, appreciate you, sister. You be blessed now. Have a good night. All right. Yeah, so y'all, as y'all see, man, ideas are flourishing, man. We got people aligned that are lit up, and we got a couple questions for you. One for you, man. We got a couple questions from you from Sister Rosetta right in Oklahoma City. Okay, it may be Miss Funches. And she wants to know about the Huey P. Newton, Fred Hampton Gun Club there. And is she allowed to be a part of it in her city? Like I said, I can't answer because I'm not quite familiar with it. But she wants to know, can she be a part of it? Can she start a chapter right where she is, and how would she need to get that done?
First, it's going to be, you'll just join the organization. We don't really put titles on people. At least. I don't have the ability to. That's a national type thing. So just coming into the organization, you'll be a comrade, you'll be helping out and doing things like that. And there is opportunities for growth within the organization, but that, like I said, will be determined by nationals and their discretion about that. But you start off, everybody starts off, as a comrade, where we're just, out here in the community. That's our main focus. We don't really want to focus on what title you have. We're all on the same mission. It's just we trickle down what our founder really, what his vision was for the Fred Hampton Gun Club. So that's a whole big thing right there. But if you really want to join, anybody on the line, including you also, you can go to the Fred Hampton Gun Club of Oklahoma City on Facebook. We don't yet have an Instagram yet, but that's coming soon. But you can definitely follow the fan page.
What about Twitter? You got one on Twitter?
We don't have a Twitter yet. We have the headquarters Twitter and headquarters Instagram already up. Also, you can go to the main page for Fred Hampton Gun Club. That's on there also. My name is Mayette Yeboah. You can find me on Facebook. You'll see the banner in the back of Fred Hampton Gun Club.
Yeah.
Our logo and stuff on there. So just contact me. Also, my phone number is 405-905-0302. That's 405-905-0302. Send me a text message and let me know that you're interested in joining, and then I'll know if people are speaking with. Just send me a short message or just talk.
There you go. See, you said, okay, she want me to repeat your number again. It's
405-905-0302
or 0302. You get it? Okay, 405-905-0302. All right, good. Yeah. So, hey, y'all. Everybody that's on the line. This is our time, y'all. Man, come on. Let's shine, man. Let's put a beautiful halo over the auspices of our surroundings, man. So when the natural light becomes our light, man. Come on, man. We're letting others run over us, man. I'm tired of this stuff. The government versus us. Shit. But let me say this here, y'all. I was trying to say a while ago, I didn't get a chance to finish. I'm glad I didn't put it out there yet because it kind of extend the version of what we're talking about. Let me tell you, would y'all be surprised if I told y'all the government already has all the mechanisms in place to keep us divided and conquered, fighting and bickering at one another, which is now need, without question, that those are listening, listen carefully then. Those of you in our listening audience, Billy said, come on with it. I will, Billy, hold on. But he even got a little sad today, and I'm telling y'all, man, y'all kidding. We got people in Hawaii all, man, Detroit, Michigan. No. But anyhow, yes, all the mechanisms in place. Now, watch this here. Anybody wants to write this down, take it down, and start studying these words and phrases. Y'all know me. I'm a teacher. I'm an educator, but I'm not too big that you can't teach me, too. Understand that, okay? So I'm ready to learn, man. I mean, because like I say, if I learn, put together with what I already know, with what you give me, man, I'm going to have a double whammy. Ain't nobody going to tell me too much.
Powerhouse. Yes, sir. That's what I like to learn.
Yes.
That's my superpower, learning.
Yes, that's right. Let me give y'all this here. Okay, now, listen carefully, y'all. This is the if y'all looking for a door open to this government, a way in, a way out, listen carefully to this. Number one, the mechanisms in place as follows. Employment discrimination. If you don't have a job, you can't feed your family. You can't keep your lights on. You can't put gas in your car. You can't pay the medical bill. Y'all understand what I'm getting at, man? So the point, again, I'm trying to tell y'all, all these areas, that's all y'all listening, employment discrimination, housing discrimination. If you don't have a place to live and lay your head, how are you going to be ready to prepare yourself the next morning to go to work if you need to? Watch out, man. It's too clear. So employment discrimination, housing discrimination, social discrimination. If you can't get in and filibuster and fight with your or actually manage your inner sanctum and your circle with your social sources of people in your immediate area, how in the world can you not be perfected? But watch this here. They have people, scientists already in place to divide and conquer you in that respect as well. Here's a big one. Health care discrimination. Everybody knows that discrimination. When you go to accounts, if you're getting going to those hospitals, you're not given a proper diagnosis or treatment regarding your health concerns. You're going for a heart attack and come out dead. You're going for a foot, a toe, big toe, and come out of the damn neck broke. I'm trying to tell y'all, man, this stuff is very real. Come on now. And
medical malpractice.
That's right, medical malpractice, but racial discrimination. Man, look at all these discriminations that's allowed on their own to function independently, but yet they collectively work together. So the powers that be have them already in place. So regardless of one mechanism is not working, I'm still going to be able to get you on the other because the group of people in which I'm targeting are the lower class, the people who don't have access to education, job training, and watch this here. Let's not forget food discrimination. Everybody has to lead to live, don't they? That's why I create deficits in your communities. I'll run you to the side where the food is. I know you need to eat. That's one of the most emotional recognition that known to man is your ability to eat, man, the satisfaction. And then education discrimination. Woo! Man, look at all those areas. Look at all those areas that the powers that be are going to get you. Watch this here. I'm telling all y'all today, and I'll be willing to bet each one of y'all, that what I just said is affecting each and every one of you. It may not be all of them, but I guarantee one will. One is. Okay? So I'm trying to tell y'all. That's why they have all these various mechanisms. So if one don't work, the other's going to get you. That don't work, and now here's the major one of them. I waited till last to mention this one. Political associations. Political means government, does it not? So this is why we must fashion, mold, and shape our own sanctity through our own government. People have a right to be their own governor, their own lawyers, their own doctors, their own engineers, their own mathematicians. Do you hear me, y'all? So in other words, if a government is being so wrong and will not protect you in the interest of due process and equal protection like it does everyone else, the Constitution of the United States and even your own human nature would tell you to break away from something like that that's not good for you.
Govern yourself. Yes.
Your nature is going to tell you, if your stomach's hurting you, that means, man, I must have ate something wrong. I'm going to quit eating that. I had orange tonight. I ain't going to eat no more of that. So whatever's telling you to get away from it, man, there's nothing wrong with you getting away from a government that doesn't have you in mind and but who use you to develop to its extraordinary economic prowess that the whole world marvel and praise today. Y'all hear me? That's what we need to get back to, y'all. That's what we need to get back to. Get back to raising our children in our houses. Listen carefully. If you have the ability, I want all of y'all that's listening, we in almost every other state here, now listen to me. If y'all have the ability, you might think I lost my mind, homeschool your children. Get them out of those wicked schools that's designed to cripple and maim their mental capacities. Come on, man. That's all it's for. Come on, man. If you have the ability, capability, please homeschool your children. Watch this here. The pandemic that's going along, people are training their kids right now in their homes. But a lot of people don't have that intellectual ability to teach the kids 2 plus 2. You see, some of us are acting like that. Third grade education was 40 years old. So those of you who can, watch this here. even those of you who are 40 and can't read, we're going to have a place for you to come in and get your GED. I know some people now, 60 and 70 years old, just not getting that GED. So don't tell me you're too old, because you're not.
I'll show you.
They're all over the world. But we have to have soldiers. We have to have, now listen carefully, y'all. We got to have generals, corporals, colonels, sergeants, first enlisters, and all. Watch this here. Everybody can't be at the top, y'all. So we're going to have to sacrifice to show me, as far as men, my organization is concerned, you're going to have to show one ourselves approval, meaning you don't just move up in the ranks just because it sounds good. You have to put in work.
Mm-hmm.
That's with anything you do. Did y'all know when you sleep, you're putting in work? Every that tossing and turning you're doing? You need to turn over on the other side. You kind of hurt me. Hold up, man. My whole back hurt me. Yeah, my shoulder. Go this way. Well, same way with you and me when we get tired of those people standing in our progress. Okay, y'all? The mean, vicious, wicked government of the United States. I'm not calling these people something that they're not. It wouldn't be fair of me to call them people something that they were upstanding, gallant, recognizable. But no. You and me today, by Bomani, number one. No. You and me, Bomani. You on the inside. I'm on the outside. I'm just as much overall in prison as you are, because my people have not been awakened to the realities of harsh realities. And guess what? Because they look like me, they'll argue with me quick, fast, in a hurry, but when Master talks to him, he's always right. Because we were trained and taught to hate anybody that looks like you and me, to hold you back, to take the crumbs from the table. This is why I said, y'all, if we don't stand up now, there's no standing up. Let me tell y'all, time is running out, y'all. Time is of the essence.
Oh, yes,
we're
sir.
We're getting old and not
yes,
young.
Yes, sir. Tell me, let's move with a sense of urgency.
Yes. But the urgency means nothing, brother. If we don't bop some of these people upside, listen carefully. Sometimes you have to shake that person. Man, look at the damn fool. Idiot. Hey, man, what's going on, man? Hey, man, did y'all eat right this damn morning? Are y'all not seeing when y'all woke up how this brother was shot down or this one older lady, 80 years old, was put out of the house talking about mortgage payments? Are y'all kidding me? It never should have to be in a damn mortgage situation payment like that. We should be able to take over for them. Come on, man. I'm telling y'all, man, I'm a revolutionary from way back. Them people know that. Are y'all ready for this one? Hell, I ain't exposed everything to y'all just yet. Y'all know I'm a Garvinite? Huh? Seek your Torah? Come on, man. I keep trying to tell you. I just ain't put it all out there just yet.
No.
I mean, I got that fire in me. I'm trying to tell y'all, man.
We already know, bro. I saw you turned up one day on Facebook. Oh my God, I knew that. I just said, boy, they finna get him. I just thought they finna jump you. I just like, man, I just had to pray for you, bro. I like, yeah, because you go straight in. You ain't putting no punch up. Like, dang, bro.
You need
some numbers with you, bro. Word.
I'd
be concerned. You need some numbers with you.
Yeah,
I know the ancestors are with you, but I don't think you need some boots on the ground around you a little bit.
Yeah. Amen. Yes, I do, brother. I say. But like, as you say, when I do things like that, brother, I don't do it to be seen of man. I be doing it because that's my passion. I mean, when I can't hold it no more, and you just want to strangle everybody with the reach.
I know what you're talking about. I know what you mean.
Right.
Sometimes you got to speak.
Yes.
Somebody
got to
say something about this.
When you hold it in, brother, that's not you. Not me. You understand? If I see a loved child walk across the street and I know a car coming at it, do you think I could let that child get hit and then go home and rest that night?
Watch that? Yeah, I can't watch that.
Are you kidding me?
You're right.
Man,
you can watch that.
Man, I'm
going to
get
crazy.
Hit for that child, man, because I know me. That's what I'm getting at. Come on, man, let's get this thing together, y'all.
Let's get the baby out the street. Yeah.
Get it.
Definitely.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it because they are our future. I believe that you're our future. Let them teach the way and let them lead the way for us, man. We're not here forever. Let's train and write while it's a child, while it's right. Give it the proper education, the proper announcement. So when it can, when I pass the torch, well, son, I can't go no more. My time is up. Don't go yet. No. Ain't nothing I can do with that because the ancestors are welcoming me home so I can be a part of what they left behind me, what I'm doing to you, son. Come on, man. Don't get it with me. Y'all just ain't put it all out there. Y'all keep trying to tell y'all it's there. I'm trying to tell y'all, but when the time is right, we're going to have our education. We're going to do our Zoom calls, and y'all going to really get to see this face when I get Ruth again, when the time is right.
Word.
Okay? Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you.
We have the opportunity to come together and do some really powerful things. So, I mean, the unified brothers and sisters on a more solid basis, we need to identify certain things. First thing we need to identify is those who are for independence. That's the number one thing. We need to identify who we're dealing with and ask them straight up, are you for independence?
If
they're not for independence, cut them. They're not who we need to be talking to. We need to talk to our neighbors and ask them if they're for independence, if they want to end the colonization of our communities, because we can end it right now by just agreeing, simply agreeing that we don't want any more rent and we don't want any more of that banker stuff that coming in here and stealing our land. We don't need you to do none of that. Get out of here. Get out of here. Free the land right now. Right now. We the people on the population of a territory dictate the policies, not no banks. We got to understand the pecking order. We got to understand who the sovereign of this land is and stand.
That's
number one. So we got to have knowledge of self before we have any money or anything else, because knowledge of self will give you the wealth of the land, of the nation. We're a nation, not just a community. And we're tribes.
No, no,
we have family ties. There's a lot of things we got to relearn and a lot of things we got to unlearn. So we need to have these conversations. So definitely get to the website. Get to the website at DetroitGov.us so we can start connecting dots.
Amen.
That's big.
Now, I did want to say this, you know, in honor of Dr. Q.P. Newton. Today is his birthday. Nobody knows.
Yeah, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, definitely going to get a revolutionary ears. Hell yeah. Straight up.
He
said, power to the black power.
He says the revolution has always been in the hands of the young. The young always inherit the revolution.
Wow, see that? Wow.
And it really, and I took from that the fact that we have to, you know, as adults, as parents, as guardians, we have to really live the example, and we have to push this, you know, our independence harder, because they're looking at us. Our fight is going to become their fight. As fast as it's starting, as fast as it's going, they're going, you know, that's why we have to teach them about their heritage, about their selves, about where we came from, past, before slavery. We have to do that to how great they are, because the world will try to, you know, to try to
great
hinder their growth and hinder, you know, try to tell them they're less valuable because they are of our, you know, African descent without saying it in this nation. So, you know, we have to inform them. We have to get them ready for what we are pushing to, because we can push so far, but then our time is up. And we have to be able to pass that torch to them, that we can make that road easier for them to continue to walk down. So, like I said, that's the biggest thing. We have to educate knowledge of self. We have to educate ourselves from all point of views, because we are a nation, and we need everything. We need
everything. Amen.
We need our people in all their respective areas. We need generals. We need comrades. We need all of them. We need doctors. We need lawyers. We need teachers.
Yeah, sister, talking me. We had all this before.
We need all these kids separated in the categories to grow.
Yes.
Period.
Oh, let's get it back.
Oh, no, we get it. We in that process right now.
What we need to do is we need to have a draft, actually. I think we need to institute a draft, honestly. I think everybody who's over 16 years old needs to be volunteering to get on board the social media front first and foremost, so we can start the vetting process. So let us begin with the social media front so we can get through it today, something we can do now. We can all go to Facebook or whatever, YouTube, and get on. Look up Freedom and Justice Now on YouTube. Just start networking. We have a lot of things going on. We just have to start adopting them and participating in them regularly, and that's what's going to build up the – the energy. That's the momentum.
Mm-hmm.
Then once we start networking, well, conversation is the beginning. Respectful conversation. We have to do it in respect and love, because anything else is going to cause problems instead of solutions. So
mm-hmm.
let's be mindful of that. That's the first thing. We need more unity, and we only have the unity when we respect each other. We can't
that's
unite
it.
With disrespectful people, people who ain't talking about, if you're not talking about independence and self-determination, don't come. We're not talking about
anything
other than that.
Because
you're going to bring division. You're going to bring division. We don't want that. We want independence. If you don't want independence,
that's
stay
right.
home. We're just talking about those who want independence.
You're going to have to.
If you don't want it, we're not
because
talking
our
to
guard
you.
Ain't gonna
it's
let
not
you
a spectator sport. This ain't a spectator sport, so we don't need a whole bunch of people around it. We just need those who are really dedicated to standing and doing what needs to be done. If you're not ready, we're not talking to you. Okay? We don't need that many. We need some men and women to step up and let us organize. 18 is all we need for a grand jury. So that's number one. We can start organizing our own. We don't have to wait for anybody else to say anything to us. We're intelligent. We have meetings of the minds. We understand how to contract. We know what assets are. We know what a liability is. Duh, we could add. We could subtract. It's not rocket science.
Oh, I'm telling you,
we can keep a ledger. We could pass it on. We can make our own decrees. This isn't hard. These are called customs. We've done it for eons. So let's get to it. Let's get to work. Let's start doing what you can do in your community. Start there first. Go write you a petition up. Ask them to withdraw their consent from the present government, the present administration on the local level, that we all can have a council of our own that's going to do the will of the people. Simple as that. Start with the basics. You're a sovereign being. Say, I am sovereign. Once you say you're sovereign until somebody else come prove you different. If somebody can sit down and shut up, and you sit down and shut up, you're not sovereign. If somebody tells you to sit down and shut up and you're sovereign and you keep talking, you're sovereign. Simple as that. That means you can control yourself without somebody telling you what to do. It's not rocket science. They make sovereign seem like it's so much this and that. No, it means you have a mind of your own, that you can think for yourself. You can speak for yourself. That's what sovereign means. You don't need anybody to tell you when to talk. How about your hand on your butt, unless you're somebody's puppet. You don't run nobody, and nobody know how to run you. You're a sovereign. Now, if you're a slave, that's a different story. So we have a lot of different levels, a lot of different education to go through, a lot of re-education, and a lot of de-education, obviously, because our de-training, they didn't educate us. They trained us. And now we're running around here trying to join their votes, begging for them to let us vote. How pathetic.
Man, I don't know damn
we're doing
shit
it to ourselves,
vote.
Man.
Cut my own throat. Vote.
We're doing it to ourselves. We got to tighten up. Simple as that. We have to have our own everything. We can grow our own food. Aquaponics, we just need to get organized. Our communities on an organized level. So withdrawal of consent is the first step. Let us withdraw our consent from this government and sit down and come together with solutions here and now. Bam.
Okay.
Start.
Right. You're right. I agree with you. But like you definitely said, we need to focus on the two E's, economic education, economic education and employment.
You can't focus on nothing until you get to basics. You can't get the base. You got to have the foundation. This is the foundational principle. This is first. This is the number one. Anything else,
it
don't matter. You got to have this number one. You got to have this or nothing else works. If you don't have political power, if you don't have the power to call the shots, your economic plan ain't going to work. Your social ideas ain't going to work. You got to have the political power first. So you got to get the consent of the people first. You
got to
get the consent.
Just slightly.
The consent of the people is number one. If you got the consent of the people, you have political power. That's what you got to have. That's number one.
Right.
So get the political consent of your neighbors. It's called withdrawal consent. It's real easy document. It's nothing hard. These are basic, what they call common law principles.
Mm-hmm. Well,
these are guiding principles.
So,
these are foundational.
I understand. But let me further accept some to you. Political power is nice, brother, but even the politician had to get the education first. So, no, brother, government doesn't come first. No, it comes second.
Brother, it does. That's where banks come from. Banks come from political power. You can establish a bank.
Brother, you have
that comes from political power.
Brother,
we have the knowledge. I'm telling you what it is, bro. That's what I'm saying. We have it. We need political power.
I just told you, yes, we do. But you don't need political power first because you have to have the mindset to get
Yes, sir,
first.
You do. Without it, you don't have political power for the banks. If you ain't got the banks, you ain't got nothing.
Right, there you're talking.
That's the first thing you need.
Political first, that bank. Right, so that's what I'm trying to tell you. So education, economics, and employment. When I got the money, I can do what I want.
That's backwards, brother. That's backwards. You need the political power first. That's the engine. That's the caboose. Everything else is run off of that. Everything is run off of that. That you have to agree with the policies first. That's how you get a bank.
The way to get to, brother, when you got your policies first, you had to get your education to get the policy. You wouldn't know how to say.
Brother, we understand how to agree.
It, right?
You don't need education
how
to agree, brother. You have two people who
have
education that makes contracts every day.
No,
brother, you can have contracts every day. You don't need education.
No,
you need agreement. That's what we need.
Brother,
it's basic.
Agreement
it's
is
not
no
that
good
complex.
If you don't want to orchestrate the wheel once you get it started, brother. You have to.
Brother, we can. We can agree.
No,
we can agree. That's
like
all you got to do.
No,
it's agreement. It
brother.
Does.
You got to
it,
have
it works with agreement.
Right?
You don't need. You have people in Africa that came out of the bush and started governing countries, brother.
I just can't.
You have people who come out of the bush and start governing, so it's not hard to agree. All you got to do is have agreement
from
those men and honor their agreement.
They already had their learning and experience, though, didn't they, brother? Didn't they have the learning experience to think about change? They didn't have a government. First, did they because they don't have it, yet they're still thinking and educating themselves, aren't they?
Man, we have the most educated population
government.
On the planet. So if we ain't got that by now, we'll never have it. If
we
ain't ready by now, then we'll never have it. I know we're ready. I know we have the intelligence. I know we have the governance.
No, I didn't say we're not
so
ready.
That's first.
I said, but no, brother, the government, that part has to come after you learn who you are. Yeah, who you are. When you got your economic, you can't run a government without
money. We know
who
we are. We're the Aboriginals. Yeah. We're the Aboriginals. We're
right.
ready. I don't know about y'all, but our group, the Human Rights Policy Officers, we're hitting the ground running. We're not waiting no more. So you're invited. We're inviting those who come, who ready to go. Let's go. I'm gone. I got things to do. I got to get ready. I got people to talk to. That's going to be ready.
We appreciate them. We don't want you to separate.
Let me say this real quick. We have to understand. Point blank, bottom line, we are all pushing for the same thing. It doesn't matter if you are in an organization right now or not in an organization, or you withdraw your consent right now. If your mind is focused on building the Black nation and separating from the oppression that we are, allowing them to put us through sometimes, a lot of things. We can stop a lot of things that we can, just completely eliminate. But certain things that we can't because they are, attacking us, So we have to wake up everybody and show them this is something that we can stop. This is something that we can withdraw from. This is something that we can separate from them and teach our own children, be responsible
Amen.
For that portion. And carry on and have them to carry on those principles, those, self-determination at an early age so that when they become their late 20s, 30s, 40s, and on up, they already have the foundation that they need to keep going. So I say that to include in our communities, in our areas where we're at this very moment, we have to adopt all those principles that are going to build us and separate us from this so-called integration that they said that was going to bless us and bring us, to where we're, need to go. We have to start at home first. I was always taught that as a young girl, from elders, Those things, we have to start at home first. That's where it starts. With the family, with however your family structure is right now, the head of that household should have that mindset to want to trickle all that down to their children, to their nieces, nephews, whoever they're raising. So we all have our respective responsibilities, for building the Black nation because it's built on us, the people. We matter. We can change everything.
Yeah.
If we come together. So, I at a certain point when we all meet up, we're all going to be at different points in heading in the same destination.
you know what I mean, heading to the same destination. So be encouraged, and if you are for, you know, the movement, the revolution, us actually having the ability to change our own communities and not live in turmoil with their mess that they always try to bring us, and go far with that one. But just saying, if start at home, you know, start with, you know, reading up on things, paying attention to how things are moving in your area.
That's it. How you talking?
Things are important. You know, I can't be in California. I can't be in New York City. I can't be in Atlanta or Texas right now. I'm here in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
you are
mm-hmm.
there, and you can change
there
right
you go.
There.
So,
there you go. That's all I
got to
say to it.
No, hey, you keep going. I mean, definitely. Brother, you've been, brother, what's his name, 760? What's your name again, brother? I'm trying to, I'm going to write that down. I won't forget it. Yeah, can you hear me, brother? 760?
I'm Brother Diamond. I'm Brother Diamond, like a diamond ring.
Brother
Diamond, like a diamond, like a
diamond
ring. D-I-A-M-O-N-D.
Yeah, okay, Brother Diamond, I got you, and I want to make sure, because I want to catch you saying, Brother 760, Brother Diamond wrote it down. Okay, Brother Diamond, talk to me. What you been here, you've been kind of silent, you've been kind of patient with us, so talk, tell me what's on your mind now. We still got about 15 minutes.
I'm in line with the sister just said, and the brother just spoke on too. I'm with it, and the best thing we can do right now, like I said, is get the word out to self-determination and get the website out, you know, DetroitGov.us.
Okay.
You know, and start supporting it. We got some websites, you know, on Facebook or some media. Start connecting. Let's start connecting and get this movement on. Get these youngsters into it. Educate them. Because the more you start educating them, the more powerful and they start to become. Remember how we was when we got the knowledge when we was young?
Yeah.
We was out there on it, you know?
Man.
The same thing now. They don't stop. We just keep the fire lit, you know? Keep the fire lit and keep it on. Now, it's that time. It's that time. It's right for the picking. You know, everybody's being attacked on this. Then you talk about it, you want to exit out. They're showing off. The government is showing off. They're saying that they don't even care. We so ignorant. They're going to let us do what we want to do. Okay, keep it up now. This is it. You open the door up so we can sit there and take it over. But they know their time is up. They know the time is coming up already.
Man, yes, they do. Why do you think they get the pandemic and all that stuff out there? They think they don't know. Really?
Exactly. Biological weapons attacking.
Come on, brother.
And they put the evidence all over the place. So it's like, you know, when individuals start, they're just like this. The people is scared of the government. Now the government need to be scared of the people. See, it can never be this way. When the people are scared of the government, this is the drama that you get. You know, this is the where they coming out and enforcing. You want to work? When they hear you take this poison into your body. If you don't do that, then okay, we finna sit there and fire your ass. Oh, you want to take away my livelihood? Well, you know, people been working there all their life. You know, they've been teachers all their life. You know, they love the children. They love what they do. And you sitting there taking them out, you know, that's not how you go down. You know, then you got the youngsters.
That's
you can't,
right.
Oh,
you can
get your vaccinations here at 5 years. Now, I just seen on your Yahoo sit there and say that you could get your pregnancy, get vaccinated while you're pregnant. And it's safe. And it's protect you and the baby.
I thought it hurt the baby. No.
Man. Anything COVID is going to kill you. That's a biological weapon made to
depopulate
the population.
That's all it is.
It's nothing else. People can't say, oh, it's going. No, you taking that vaccination, you killing yourself. You playing Russian roulette with your life. Every time you take a vaccination,
every time
you take a test, you playing Russian roulette with your life because the virus is in the test and the vaccination. Remember, we didn't ever know nothing about it until they came out with the test. And all of a sudden, you come out with a test and there's a new virus? All of a sudden, but you got a patent on it. You got a patent on the chest. Y'all getting paid off all this. You know, everybody getting paid.
Bam.
That's why all the government and the business is going down, because they say if you want this COVID money, you got to make them wear masks. You got to make them test. Anybody taking tests, we gonna see what this is, because they got to document everything. Because if you document everything, yes, you cash it in your check. You know, that's like cashing in your voucher. Or this is my voucher. I got too many people done. Give me my money now. And they get paid like that. Insurance, all that. They put insurance on you. So if you die, you get, the businesses get more money off you and all that. And then y'all sitting here, just sitting here pushing the line. Man, it's so occupied right here. The people is pushing the line on the people and the ones that sitting there playing games. They playing like a game of conquer on us. That world game conquer. That's what they say playing on us right now.
Wow.
We sitting here and stuck in the matrix, sitting here don't know what to do. But when individuals trying to break up out of here, you know it's hard. It's just like the movie Matrix. It's hard getting to the individual because they don't want to take that red pill. They want to stay in that blue pill.
Yeah.
You know, they want to stay in that they get. Look, they want to wear that mask and get told what to do and how to do it and where to go and what they need to do. And then once they lock down on that vaccination, it's a wrap because you can kill anybody that you want. And you control everything
that's
that
right.
you want. You know?
Right,
they was
right.
in 2009
yeah.
speaking about that. You know, you don't know. And all you're going to do, you're going to go find out because everybody got a mandatory vaccination. So you alive until your next vaccination test.
Man, he's
looking. You piss somebody off, your vaccination. If you get in the pool, right, then, oh, man, we got to kill about 30,000 in your community. Take them out. All right, vaccination is going to come through. About 20,000 going to die, you know, and then the other one's going to die on some other ways.
You know what, y'all?
Go ahead.
Come on.
Yeah, because you can't give them all vaccinations that's going to all kill you. You got to ration it out. You know, you got to, like, every 5 out of 10, you know, every 7 out of 10 is going to go. You know, every 4 out of 10 is going to go in this neighborhood. You know, every out of 10 is going to go in this neighborhood over here. You know, they always going to mix it up. When we will put their ass on blast, our first result was after when they sit there and tested it. They did the animal blood. They did some juice and some fruit juice. Some fruit. And then they sent it in, and it was all COVID.
Yeah. Oh, man.
They was like, what? That was all COVID. Like, oh, no. So they came to find out. That's why they didn't want nobody doing no autopsies. It's like they found out that everybody was dying of blood clots. And we were telling individuals that. Now they're coming out. Now the white folks is coming out with the truth on them. You know, but, okay, we've been telling y'all that from the beginning, but it's okay. You know, it's good that they telling them and letting it be out there. As long as y'all putting it out there, put it out there. Put that damn message out there because we're saving lives. Because the more they get knocked out, that's our numbers they're getting on. They want to knock our numbers out. Mm-hmm. They're going to send their loyalty armies up in there to come take and destroy everything. Because remember, who got the planes? Who got the 5G towers and shit? You know, why ain't nobody knocked them out? Why ain't nobody putting no missions on that?
Ooh.
You know, it's a lot
we're
of things
talking
going
a lot about
on. That,
ooh.
Man, for real, when they turn them on, it hits your body. It fucks you up. They turn them on every year. And every year I feel that shit when that comes on. And that shit fucks your body. Yes, I do. My body gets sick and shit and gets tore up. And I'm throwing
man, that's
up
scary
and shitting and
that,
shit
man.
And all that. I'm chills and all
really?
That kind of crazy shit that you're going.
Wow,
yeah.
Man.
That shit comes
experiment
on.
Experiment with people
live
like
one.
That.
I used to live by one. And then I moved. I got a little further. And then it still affects, but it don't hit the effects like it was when I was living
right
next
to
that.
Oh,
motherfucker.
Man.
Wow.
Well, I tell y'all what. Now, next week, I mean, this coming Saturday, we're going to do a show. So y'all done inspired me. Revolutionaries, please come forth. I think that's going to be an exciting topic. It's a run-on to what we talk about tonight. And I think more and more people are going to... We got one on Beverly said, yes, do it. And a lot of our people in the audience, like I said, we're going to let a few of them talk next week, too, because they've been there pretty much on that. You know, we only have enough room for certain people. We're going to put some more people on and let them get on. But, yeah, y'all, we'll do it. So, revolutionaries, please come forth. All right? So, what we're saying here, y'all... A revolutionary, see, that's a bad term when you have people who don't have the science and understanding of and the dynamics of what we mean by revolution. A revolutionary is somebody who's not satisfied with the way conditions are currently run. You understand? That's all that means. That don't mean you're a terrible person. If that's the case, then all of us are terrible at some point because we may not like a hamburger mama forgot to cook last night. Yeah. So it's not about a bad thing. It's about making things better. So where mama remember, hey, mama, remember now. So I don't have to be a revolutionary. Make sure you cook the hamburger tonight. See, so what that means is to make sure. I mean, I'm going to be a revolutionary. Like, I mean, I was growing up, boy, I used to try to put my hand in a cookie jar or whatever. I used to get popped upside the head, but still I was going to get it, man. I was going to get it. You know? But, you know, so that's what a revolutionary is, y'all, in turn and in reality. When you talk about revolutions, y'all, listen carefully, y'all. We're talking about, we still got about 12 minutes, we're talking about colonialism. We're talking about imperialism. Okay? I told y'all, I'm just going to get a little bit deeper and deeper and more as we go along, y'all, to where, because I know this audience that I'm dealing with here now can jive with the words and things, the political phrases and espionage and words and stuff like this here that these people have used throughout the eugenic system to keep us divided and conquered and fighting against one another. Watch this here, y'all. Do y'all know it's no telling that whether you and I have a chip already in our body, y'all, because of the different foods and stuff that we're eating, because they're so small, microchips. Man, who y'all talking to, man? Them viral shots and things they're giving us, man? Y'all thanks in them. Thanks so damn small, it's small in your damn thumbnail. Okay, y'all? Yes, they're doing this to us. So real revolutionaries, please come forth, and I want all of y'all to talk about the virus, your gun clubs, and this is going to be one of them open shows. I mean, it ain't going to be no just no one topic. It's just the name of it is. Revolutionaries, please come forth. If you're tired of the way the school system is going, talk about it. If you're tired of the economic situation, talk about it. If you're tired of political system, talk about it. Let us get on a board, y'all, on one accord now. Because watch this here. Each one of us has something we can teach the other. I guarantee. And when we teach one another that which we didn't know, look how much more profound and powerful that makes individual of us. And just think if you put all three of our heads together. Wow. We can't be done. That's a rare combination that the world over is jealous of. Now, I want to give y'all a couple of books, y'all. Again, like I said, I'm just going to start doing this here. And I want y'all to see if y'all can collect them. Some of them may not no longer be in print because, like I said, I've been doing this here about almost 50 years myself. I'm 64. But one book is called, I don't know if it's still in circulation, but you're probably going in line and get it. It's called Wretch of the Earth. And that's by Frantz Fanon. I mean, like I said, I'm a follower. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. So y'all kind of get a little more stronger bird's eye view of why I'm so revolutionary, or why I get loose at times. Okay, y'all, because this is the dynamic history of the deplorable, wretched, that's why I said wretched of the earth. That's the name of the book. So he's letting you know the inside scoop, but you don't normally get in your regular school books as to why the powers that be, the brokers that promote racism, discrimination, why they do what they do. They have to sell you a smoke screen. They have to make you think that an eagle is coming at you when in reality it's just a film. Okay, y'all? Then, yes, it's power, power, power. Then, I want y'all to read one more book, whenever you get it on your own time, called Blood in My Eyes by George Jackson. Revolutionary was killed by the stinking government in prison in San Quentin, California. Prison. Shot him down because he was waking the young brothers' minds up in there. I'm talking about deeply. They would get on the yard. They went out there fighting, playing basketball and all that stuff. The brother would be over there in the corner talking about Mao Zedong this and revolution this and brothers and sisters, let's educate that, blah, blah, blah. They say, oh, no, man, we got to kill this in here. This kid is too, this in here is too much like right. And they took him out, shot him down on the basketball court. Talking about he was trying to escape. So, y'all, we don't die, we multiply.
Shame.
Take 1 hour out, we coming back threefold. You really heard your own call. If you leave us alone, we might die on our own. When you take us on, that's making us fight that much more to produce our seed in the strength that imbibes us. The revolution would not be televised. I keep telling people, man, what you mean revolution won't be televised? Man, what are you talking about? That means y'all not going to know what my sneak attack is going to be because I learned from you idiots. I'm not going to say, hey, y'all, here I come. No, when you see it, then you're going to say, oh, Lord, how do we react to this? They done got loose on us. Oh, man, they on it. They supposed to know that you mean business. They're supposed to know that you are out there, I mean, on Front Street. They're supposed to know that you're going to educate your youth. They're supposed to know if you come into my community, if you act wrong, we're going to all get you. You mess with one house, you mess with all ours. That's the camaraderie we got to put back in place, y'all. You know how it was when we were first growing up. Ain't no police going to come in my community when I was 6, 7 years old. One police car by himself, man, we'll put that car on one of them houses over there. Shit, and the guy upside down inside of it. For real. So at the same time, I'm trying to tell y'all, when them police and things used to come in our community when I was growing up, shh, man, they coming 4 or 5 cars deep. And guess what? We still be pinging and banging with it, but we didn't like it. Well, something they said wrong. Tell me, arresting one of our brothers or sisters like that, we know we ain't done nothing. What? What, man? Oh, no. Y'all ready? You see? So things like this here, y'all, is that we got to get back to the basics. We have to get back. Let's see what the success of what old people had done. Bring it back to the modern day's time frame, y'all. Why do you think they labeled it and cut it out, quieted it out? Because it was successful. So if you bring it back, we'll scare them again. The success, why do you think they stopped us? Why do you think they killed? Because they were ahead of the time. Y'all not hearing me. Why do you think they killed Brother George Jackson? Y'all not hearing me, man. They were ahead of their time. So let's go back to the thing that made them get killed like that and put it into more service, because now it's more modern time. They don't just shoot you down no more because of what you're learning now. They don't do that anymore. Back then, there was no unity in our communities. But now you got people from all four walks of life watching your back. You may not think they are, but a lot are, because they like what you're doing. You're saying stuff that they don't have the capacity, ability, or gumption to say. So you're sparking their interest. You know, I just want to put that out there. Y'all can cut me out when you get ready. Like I said, I'm just fired up with it tonight because y'all lit me up with it. y'all lit me up tonight with it. This knowledge here, man, we going a long way. And guess what? We are fin to take over our communities. I ain't talking about bulldogging and snatching, telling everybody they got to leave. But what I am saying is that we want a section of the community, which black community, which I've already started here, with Mayette as a part of. We've already claimed, like I said, Freedom Center. We've claimed the Jewel Theater that was over here. Y'all going to certain black spots, y'all not going to mess with over here. And this is going to be ours exclusively. When we have our meetings, you're not welcome. When we go and have our dinner, you're not welcome. I don't need you, man, because you over here. What that supposed to mean? I'm going to be antisocial to you because I know you antisocial toward me. Don't fake with me, man. Who you playing with, man? Am I making sense, y'all? You see? So, I mean, y'all, we got about 5 minutes here. But, yeah, so y'all go ahead and take 2 minutes to get your parting shots on them before we close out. May I start it off?
I did want to say, you know, tonight's conversation was, you know, really informative, I believe, you know, to
yes.
the people and both to us, you know,
yes.
because even if you're in the revolution, you always have to remember where we're going. You always have to remind yourself to stay in line with what you believe in, what you have put your, you know, boots on the ground for, and the people. So it's all around good for the revolutionary to keep hearing this, and also for others that want to be a part of the revolution to really be inspired by conversations like conversations with like-minded individuals on this platform. So that's my biggest thing. If you in whatever city, you know, state that you're in, country you're in, wherever you are, start at home, start right there. You know, if there is a grassroots organization in your area, get in touch with them. We are a grassroots organization. We are a gun club. Right now, the gun club, if you want to go follow the page on Facebook,
yes.
We are in different states. So if we have somebody there, I'll direct you to, you know, to that chairwoman or chairman in the area, and that, look, it's boots on the ground. We serve people. You know, we educate our people. We keep, you know, we push, you know, exercising our, you know, our right to bear arms. You know, that's another big thing. You know, you have to protect your homes, because as soon as they start seeing us change and start seeing us, you know, really come together, we have to protect what we built, you know, and that one big thing, we have to protect what we're building, because it's precious and it's valuable to us. You know, it's ours. It's not theirs and ours. It is, you know what I mean, in a nation that we built off the sweat of our brow, you know, the lips on our back, the thorns in our hands and the fingertips of our ancestors. So always remember that. If you can bear arms, because then this is your country. So that's my biggest thing. You know? And if you can't bear arms for whatever reason, learn some type of self-defense.
There you go.
Family. So that's all I got. That's my part.
You know, I heard one brother say one night, man, I think he was on the show. I think he was doing a broadcast. He said, man, I'd rather them suckers would catch me with a weapon than somebody kill me without one. One brother said that one night. It made me laugh. He let him know, okay, I ain't supposed to carry nothing. You ain't going to never know I got it, so I'm going to carry it if I get busted. So he let me know. He knows
yeah,
revolution.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a couple of times. And they're all
blaming. I was totally fried. He tripped.
Without mine, I can't.
Yeah.
And this, the way they're doing
I'm telling
people, beating us. Throwing us in ditches, doing all these things to us right in our home. Ain't no way you can say that you're the place of the nation. You better bear arms because it's your right to do something. They teach that, listen, they teach their children at a young age how to hunt, how to kill, how they teach them early. I'm talking about 10, 8, even 7 is the youngest that I've seen to go out there and do that. We have got to take responsibility. We have got to get on top of this too,
because we gotta
be doing the same thing, but even harder. Because I don't want. I'm sorry. When I have, I want my baby to not be prepared for them that's out there. You know what I mean,
Come on, man. Our children. Come on, Brother Diamond. Get your parting shots in because we got about 3:45. Go ahead.
Sure. I'm enjoying it. I think I'm looking forward to your revolutions come forth.
I know you are. because, like I said, you ain't gotten this far with it yet. So let me tell you something how I build up my brother Diamond. I don't mean to cut you off. See, with all the shows y'all know we've been doing about self-determination, blah, 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 boom, boom, all this that we've been talking about. Okay, now that's nice, but we haven't done a show yet on revolutionaries, please come forth. You to him it.
We
build up a process. Now let's get it done. You know what I mean?
We need a, I have a, have y'all checked out the channel yet? I have a channel. We could work something out. That we could be doing something that we'd be putting down. I got a Roku channel, and Amazon Fire, Mr. Donnie
Brother,
Hickel
tell
from
us
the
what
man.
We need to do. You don't hear me. What, brother, I'm
Mr. Diamond Hiccups on Demand.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Diamond Hiccups on Demand. Mr. Diamond. Well, Diamond
okay,
with a
Mr.
Z.
Diamond,
On Demand. In HOOK-UP. On Demand. That's a channel for the Roku. It's free to add. And you got the knowledge. It's for your revolutionaries anyway. You gonna once you get in there, it's gonna waken you up. Everything that you lacking on, it's gonna catch you up on it and put you on point. And then you gonna be ready to come out and get the start. And, like for those who need to get that training, get that jump start, because a lot of them coming out from the dead zone, you know, from zombie land. So when you want to help them out, you know, it's gonna be a lot of schooling they gotta go through here. Go to this channel, get some of that knowledge, get some of that truth.
Yes,
I mixed a bunch.
Yes,
I got like 395 music videos just for the entertainment part for you.
Wow,
but
really?
Rest, you got knowledge. You got one on Ancestors Speak. Yeah, and bangers too. None of that bullshit up on there, but bangers.
Yeah,
you're going to get on
them
like, oh, yeah. Like the stuff you hear me in my background playing, it's on the channel, you know.
Oh,
what else I say? It's a lot that when the ancestors speak, it's a lot of knowledge about our truth, about our who we are, what we about as a people, our history past slavery. Because people don't know nothing about our history past slavery. You know, they get stuck on that slave mode and ashamed of it. But they don't know how great you are, how powerful you are. And then that spiritual truth part where it sit there and wake you up out of all your ignorance of religion. Once you get down, it's going to wake you up out of your spiritual, your religious coma. And then you'll be able to become a spiritual giant after that because you start working on your spirituality. And then after the next thing after that, you got our history. We got history of our history that speaks on about how our queens and our kings and how we have beautiful defenders and conquerors and rulers of our people and lands. And it's just a blessing. You know, you get in there, you enjoy. And then another session for the children too, teaching Swahili how to count from 1 to 100. Yes, it's real nice. It's all good up in here. And then, like, Black Sands is in there, you know, so you can order all wow. the CDs and DVDs and stuff. It's bomb. It's nice. I'm telling you, you'll love it. When you get up in there, you're going to be enjoying it. It's the only channel that can educate you, entertain you, inform you, and empower you all at the same time. So, and then it's going to wow. be more right now. Like I said, we're fishing for the membership. I got memberships on deck. And when those get on, you know, we're going to expand even to the original programming. That's going to be just blessing. We're going to be blessing by all the Black entrepreneurs, those who's coming in and coming out. We're going to have scholarships for the programs that's going to empower you, like, you know, for marketing classes, for your business, get your business on. Yeah, it's going to be all like that. It's a business hub for the business owners to present their product to the people. And it's international. It's not just America. It's international, too. They got over 65 million people on their platform, and they're growing every day.
Wow.
And they're about to expand. They finna expand it to the whole African market pretty soon, too, because they already inside the market. They finna get all of it, capitalize all of it.
Absorbed totally in it. Man.
Yes.
Now, listen carefully. I want you to get ready Saturday to tell me all about what you've been talking about when everybody's here. See what I'm saying? So be I mean business, brother. Man, I'm not playing with you. I've got this is real one down here in Oklahoma City. And man, yeah, right there, my right hand lady. I started saying, man, but she ain't going to let her get me. But, yeah. But, yes. Yes, brother. We mean business, man. I told you I'm giving you a platform like you're giving others a platform, brother, man. We have a large audience of people who love what we do, man. The feedback is astronomical, man. I mean, with large numbers of people. When it's off, you know, they have views. We have 2, 3, 5 people here that viewed in at this time, and 300 that way, and 185 that way. You know what I'm saying? It's just different, you know, after it's over, what I'm talking about. They go to the show and then they, you know, click on, you know. So, shit, man. Yeah, I record it.
I'm so excited. You got me excited about the revolution come forth.
Man, get out of here. I'm not playing with you, man.
That right there got me excited.
I told you, brother, man, there's a time and place for everything. And you just haven't really seen that closet of mine just yet. Because, like I was, when I just gave you the hint, Franz Fanon and George Jackson, blood in my eye, brother, man. Yeah. I got blood in my damn eye for these son of a maggots trying to hold me down. Man, who you talking to, man? Oh, I ain't gonna get on it tonight again, man. Really? I'm trying to tell y'all, man, we can use the coal just like they do, man. Just like they do. Ain't no difference. Man, don't need them for nothing no more. But getting out of my way, man. Straight up, I don't even need your gas no more. I got my own gas station. I don't need your grocery store. I got my own grocery store. I don't need your hospital no more. See what I'm getting at, man? Get the hell away from me. I know they're going to fold up because they rely on us to survive and subsist anyway. Come on, man.
We need control of our ports and all that. We need control of our ports and all that.
Man, who you talking about? I just said it all.
Electricity, gas.
Who you talking to?
All that.
I want it all.
Natural resources of our land goes back to the people. Like Libya, like Gaddafi was doing.
Oh, man, they killed him. He's too powerful.
Because he was finna sit there and take that dollar off when he put all that money, in the backing of the gold. And the
it
land.
Was finna be the African
and
dollar.
That's
right. All of the U.S. currency
should
be nothing.
Back on top. Exactly.
Hello.
I put Africa right back on top. Just
get out of
here,
man.
Nobody gonna be able to dominate it because it's backing by the resources within the earth.
No, man. Don't you know Africa is the richest continent without question, man? The Lord side.
That's why they all
China
up in there robbing.
Get out of here, man.
That's why they over there robbing it. And we need to get our act together. We can go over there and help our African brothers and sisters and get, you know, established. That's all they don't want us to do, the United. That's all that's missing is us over there. That's all that's missing. Once we get over, do it over there, but we got to do it here first and then go over there.
Bam,
or
shoot,
we could all do is plan in the challenge because we got these portals. We these portals, you know, these portals that sit there and connect everybody. And we come up on there on it like that, you know, we can all take over. This is just the takeover, natural takeover here.
Man.
Here we are. You know, this is us, and then we finna restore order, and then we start order, and we have heaven on earth, peace on earth, instead of all this war and destruction on earth. You know? That's why we have that war and destruction, because this is not their shit. They blew their shit up over there. Them two asteroid belts that they say, that's the planets that they came from and blew up. That's why they sitting here don't have no, and they have the hatred, and they have the envy, and they have the, because they know what's going on. They know the truth. They know that this is our planet, and that they done destroyed it, and that they keep on destroying it. That's why they want to block your sun.
Yeah.
That's why they want to dig a nuclear reactor into the earth and go down, and so they can blow this mug up like they did theirs. We don't need that. Everything that's going on is conducted to make their life easier,
brother.
Better here on our earth, you know, on our planet. That's filled with milk and honey. See, that's why we got to get rid of everything, their books and all that.
Man, I don't need none of that shit they got.
None of it.
I don't need none of it.
Them is the last tools that they got that's holding our people back. Once they want people to get rid of them, that last tool, that Bible and that Quran, watch how powerful and united we'll be, because you have no choice but to be a revolutionary after that.
Okay. So let me put that down, and we'll do a show probably in a couple of weeks on the Quran and Bible. Once again, it's not about hurting people or being mad at a popularity contest. This is a show everybody has a right to agree or disagree on whatever they speak on.
Yes.
You don't hear me, brother. I told you got the right one here, brother. Man, I don't just put it on, but I want to hear. I just told you. I don't care if a guy come talking about, Mike Watson, the way you be wearing your shoes, we're going to do a show that you got holes in your shoes. And if I feel it's going to do something, we're going to put it on. If I feel a hole in my shoe going to motivate somebody to revolution, then I ain't going to hold back. You know, y'all got to look out for me. I'm going to be having a little fun, man. I'm just having fun, man. You know, because y'all make me have fun. You know what I mean? So, revolutionaries come forth. Y'all, we got about a minute. It's getting ready to cut me off. Again, this is Baba Wetafa, your father of many nations, right here in Oklahoma City. Well, it is your station. We do the host with the most. We have my co-host, Sister Mayatta, still with me today, and Brother Diamond. He's one of our last panelists here tonight. So, again, y'all, we want to let y'all know this coming Saturday, we're going to be doing a show. Revolutionaries, please come forth. So if you have revolutionary ideas on how to better your community, your education, your people, how to better your employment situation, whatever the case is, real revolutionaries. I don't give a doggone if you're a specialist in science, if you're a specialist in auto mechanics. The idea of revolution is to make a change from conditions that you don't like currently what you see. Okay? So we're going to give an education on what revolutionary means, because a lot of people get a misunderstanding. It don't just mean somebody driving a stick in the ground or somebody wearing paint on their face with spears and all that stuff. Okay? Those people had to do that in their time frame and in their continent and country cultures. But at the same time, we are more modernized. We're more calm or more collectively aware of all the scientific things and measures and hindsights. Again, y'all, they're getting ready to cut us off. But again, if y'all have a show you want to do, please call us up at area code 405-246-9089. That is 246-9089. And y'all be blessed again next week. Excuse me, this Saturday. Revolutionaries, please come forth. So again, if you're a revolutionary, if you feel you are, and you may not think you are, you might be, so come in and let us know. We probably can point you in that direction. Y'all be blessed, and thank y'all for listening in. Again, this is y'all radio show, Baba Wetafa, Father of Many Nations, on behalf of himself and Sister Mayette, everybody, be blessed, and we'll see y'all this Saturday at 8 o'clock. Y'all know the number, 563-999-3789. Be blessed, y'all, and we're gone. Have a great night. I see. So, y'all, we still got, I got about 5 minutes here in my back room that gave us. Yeah, brother, brother Diamond, I just want to talk to you in a minute and let you know. Yeah, they get ready to cut us off. But, yeah, brother, we're going to get together and, like I say, bring those ideas you're talking about in the back room doing this here and brothers singing and rapping and doing the dough and speaking in it. That's powerful, man. I want to hear it. Definitely, brother. Yeah. Okay, get ready to cut them out, brother. I don't want to hang up in your face, so I'll talk to you a little bit later, all right? Be blessed. And one love, brother. Peace out, all right?
I say.
Okay, have a good night. Okay.